Good afternoon, everybody. This is Eric Filipkowski, Hollywood phony, coming to you with the Chad Roebuckle podcast for Sunday, March 26, 2006. You might be noticing this is my first podcast in a while. Sorry about that. I was slacking off a little bit. Had a couple people ask me where I was and if I was going to be doing a new podcast. Not true. Actually, it was just one person. Thank you, Slappy. Thank you for giving a damn. Which apparently no one else does. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a slacker, basically. Didn't want to just do it to do it, you know? I want to come out here and have something to say. I want to make an impact on the world. Not really. I just don't want to be boring. So now I got some things to talk about. I got a whole week saved up, so hopefully this will be all right. Yeah, you know? Huh? What? Right? Yeah. So I am podcasting to you from my computer, which is now on my new desk. I needed a new desk. I had a tiny, small desk I bought 3 or 4 years ago, just way too small. Everything crammed on there. So I needed a new desk, so I went with my friend Matt Offerman. We got in his pickup truck, Chevy Silverado, 1500, I believe, and extended cab. And we drove to St. Vincent de Paul, which is, I'm almost hesitant to give away this secret because it's the greatest place, maybe not on Earth, in Los Angeles, in California. I'm going to say on the West Coast, the greatest place on the West Coast. Maybe excluding Disneyland. I don't know. It's close. It's very, very Disneyland-like. It's, you know, sprawling. There's different lands. Many, many attractions. It's a lot cheaper than Disneyland, though, which is why it might get the edge in the end. Anyways, it's a big thrift store. It's near the Five. That's all I'm going to say. But it's enormous, and it actually has a loading dock. And it just, it seems like they get a lot of closeouts, like, you know, like if a school closes or something, they get a bunch of desks. I saw a couple of hospital beds in there. I saw a sailboat. One time I saw jet skis, a motorcycle, you know, probably like 100 different, you know, drawers for like clothing, you know, like a bureau, I guess is what the word I'm saying. You know, then 100 desks. And some of it's crap. Some of it's really good. I mean, like, I have this pretty solid computer desk, which is basically perfect. The exact thing I was looking for. I'm very happy about it. It was $40. So I was pretty stoked. I mean, this is a desk that would cost you probably $100 at the least. If you could even find it, though, because they don't really make them like this anymore. You know, it's got a... And most importantly, it doesn't have the keyboard drawer underneath it, which I hate. Because I'm 6'5", I have long legs, and that thing just doesn't... It just doesn't fit into my needs. Maybe it works good for you. Maybe you like it. Don't send me letters complaining about that crap. You know, I hate to get controversial, but, I mean, I'm really... This is my opinion. Respect it. That's all I'm saying. Respect my opinion. Last night was Chris's party. It was a celebration to mark the end of his DUI service. Mandatory, like, AA bullshit, I guess. At some point, he's going to get his license back. I don't think he has it yet. If he did, it just... Would have been so great if he had gotten another one leaving that party. It just... Man, that would... I mean, you know, hey, Chris, if you're listening out there, I love you, man. I don't really want to see you get another DUI. I know it was a, you know, bad experience for you. But come on, you got to admit, that would be so great. That would just be so awesome. Oh, brings such a smile to my face. So, speaking of smiles to my face and being brought, we get to this party. Chris has got a bunch of people there. There's some other people there who were having a birthday party. And then some random girls, like, I guess it worked out some deal with the place where they were going to have bingo night. So they give you these bingo cards, and I didn't win. But what they did was they just keep playing the same cards until, you know, basically anybody who wanted to win would win. So my friend Mike Bush had a card, and he won. And he gave it to me because he didn't want the prizes they were offering. And the prizes they were offering were all sex toys. So I'm like, sure, I'll get some of that. So I go up, and I ask the lady, the young woman who's working the prize table, I tell her, give me the worst thing you have. And what she gives me is, I got it right here, is the perfect pussy, the vagina of your dreams. Now, as I describe this to my friend, it basically looks like kind of a loaf of sourdough bread with an anatomically correct vagina in the middle of it. It's really kind of weird looking and disturbing. I'm only going by what I see in the box. I swear to God, I haven't even opened this thing. Because I feel like I would just not be able to respect myself if I used it. Yeah, it's pretty funny. And I was carrying that around. And, you know, it's good for a couple of laughs. But I know everyone thinks I'm lying and I'm, like, going to be putting my dick in this thing as soon as I sign off. But I swear to God, I'm not. It's really pretty gross. But it is very funny. Especially like the bullet points on the front. It says, incredible real skin, better than real. Tight, cock-hugging action. Real, flesh-like texture. Powerful vibration. Yeah, apparently there's like a thing in there that makes it vibrate or something. I don't know. But seriously, I'm not going to do it because, first of all, I know that everybody would who comes over would be like checking it to make sure I hadn't used it. Just so they could bust me. I mean, these are the kinds of friends I have. I was thinking about maybe like actually doing it to like podcast it. But, you know, I got too many relatives listening to this thing. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. Hope I'm not letting anyone down too much. In the interest of bars, what should I be drinking? I'm going to do a little poll here that nobody's ever going to respond to. I've had a little trouble drinking beer. Like, I really don't feel great after I drink a beer. I don't think I should be drinking hard alcohol either. So my roommate had these Smirnoff Ice, you know, whatever the hell those things are, lying around. And I had one of those, and it was like, it's all right. I mean, it tastes like a Sprite, kind of. But you can't really get it at a lot of bars, at least not like the bars I go to, which I think is probably a good thing. So if anyone has a drink out there, because right now I've been drinking Shirley Temples, which, yeah, you got to be pretty secure in your manhood to mosey on up to the bar and ask the bartender for one of those. But it's actually, on the plus side, it usually does get a pretty good laugh out of her. And we'll get you served the rest of the night. Because that's what it's all about. Real quick, I might be going to Club 33, which is the secret club for members only at Disneyland. Excited about that. Probably not going to happen, though. But you know me, I like to get my hopes up. The song that I play in and out of my podcast, Let Me Know, Do You Like It? Is It Annoying? Should I Get a New One? Someone said I should put a record scratch in it to kind of convey that it's, you know, kind of like a record skipping. I don't know. I think it's annoying, but I think that's kind of what I'm going for. Anyways, let me know. I'm hitting 10 minutes right now. I don't really want to go past that. So hope everyone has a good Sunday. Hope church wasn't too boring. Waka, waka, waka. All right, I will be talking to you soon. Signing off, Eric Filipkowski.